Well, in Chittagong currently, 72 runs in front we are, with only one wicket remaining over Bangladesh. And, of course, we lost that opening test match to Bangladesh. And then tonight in England at Lord's, the deciding test match is getting underway, with the West Indies causing one of the great upsets of all time by coming back from oblivion to knock over England. We are so lucky now because two of the England greats join us in Michael Vaughan and Phil Tufnell. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, guys. Let's get straight to the point. England losing a test match against the West Indies. Australia losing a test match against Bangladesh. Who's in a better position going into this winter's Ashes?
Oh, it's a good question, Vaughnie. I knew you'd start with that. Well, let me just say that we lost away from home and you've lost at home. So I would say we're in a much stronger position.
So you say you're in a much stronger position, but this team of yours... Again, we've got problems over here with numbers 2, 3 and 5.
Yeah.
You've got, I wouldn't say the top of the order. Khawaja's been dropped again in the subcontinent.
Yeah.
That middle order looks a little bit flaky in both teams, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And then overnight, mate, you might have noticed the Aussies, after Warner got out, his 20th test century and the slowest. So he's really able to adapt to conditions. But we lost 6 for 79. And we've tried Mitchell Marsh at 6. Maxwell's in there now. Yeah, middle order is brittle, and there's definitely an open for any opposition if they can get through Smith and Warner in particular. What are the other batsmen, what are they going to do?
Yeah. Was it true that Hanscom nearly kept wicket for you?
He's under siege, Matthew Wade, and he did respond with the gloves. He was very, very good. But this pitch hasn't got the demons that the first one did have in Dhaka. The Chittagong pitch has behaved extremely well, but there's a massive push from back home here for obviously Pete Neville to come back into this side. I'd be surprised if Matthew Wade actually starts the test series against the Ashes as the keeper, because we've got 3 Shield games, so we're going to have a proper preparation for the first time for a long time for this Ashes against England. We've got 3 Shield games where Pete Neville's going to really be able to show he is the best keeper in the country. Right. He just needs a few runs to sort of back that up.
Yeah. How did the press take you boys losing to Bangladesh? Did they get stuck in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're ranked 9th, I think, mate. And we toured Sri Lanka poorly. India had our moments but lost. So we've quite recently had a lot of test series in Asia, and the batsmen just haven't adjusted. So it was more of the same in the first one. There's an excitement when our batsmen are tested, though, when the ball's spinning. And as we all know, it's very difficult, Vaughnie, over there. But can I ask you, I've heard a rumour that Joe Root, the early leadership may be a problem. Is that factual or nothing sort
Good
of coming
God,
out
no.
of camp?
Good God, no.
No,
I mean his first series, he beat South Africa 3-1.
Yeah, okay.
Went out for his first test at Lord's, got 100. Yeah. He scored a 50 in 12 consecutive test matches. Now he's going to try and beat AB de Villiers' record this week if he gets a 50 at Lord's against the West Indies. Look, he's been brave, Slats. I mean, there's been so many captains over the last probably 6 or 7 years across all the teams that have had criticism because they've not been brave enough to declare. Well, he did declare against the West Indies, and it backfired. So he's trying to do it a different way. You know, I think both teams look to me like they've got similar problems. They're trying to find batsmen who can... You've just mentioned the spinning ball. England suffered in Bangladesh. They lost out there as well. They drew the series, but they lost a test match like the Australians. Again, when the ball was spinning... The West Indies bowled nicely to England at Headingley when the ball was nipping around. They went at the ball in the first innings, got bowled out cheap, and then fought back against South Africa at Trent Bridge when the ball was swinging around. Again, went hard at the ball, got bowled out cheaply twice, and then they learnt and came back. But they're certainly a team, England, and I look at Australia as well, that, you know, you can get at them. If the ball does something, you know, you feel both batting lineups look a little bit brittle.
Yeah, our middle to late order, mate, is where our strongest batters are. We've got, you know,
our tail end.
Where you used to bat toughers, you know, they're relying on that tail wag.
Haven't things changed?
I'll never forget your catching ability in the deep, though.
Oh, I'll leave him alone.
Well, I pulled one and I was going all right. And I thought, it's toughers under that. I'm fine. Pulled off a corker.
I think it was a KFC classic catch.
Look,
you've even got the plug-in.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you, on the back of the success of Mayweather and McGregor out of Vegas last weekend, any chance Joe Root, Dave Warner, we can get them together?
No, I'd love to.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe like pre-Brisbane. I'd say Warner has Joe Root in the ring. I can promise you that. Root is not really a fighter, but he's a player. Yeah, I mean, Warner's form's fantastic. So there's one box tick. Kawaji, this time. Could you now, Slatson, name your 11 for Brisbane?
No.
Do you know what it's going to be? Have you got half an idea? I know your keeper's a problem, but will Kawaji come back in?
No idea.
He should.
I mean, Kawaji's he's in that situation where the selectors didn't pick him for India, but he'd scored 100 after 100 in Australia last year. So that might work for him. He's a quality player, but he's now got such a nervous energy when he gets this opportunity in Bangladesh. He ran himself out in the first innings, didn't perform in the second. And while mental strength's everything, if you keep getting dropped and the selectors sort of saying, well, we don't back you here, it's pretty hard. But I'd like to see him there. I think he is the quality player in Australia. But the number six, who knows? Cartwright came in for this test match. They don't know what they want to do, the selectors, in that respect. They do want an all-rounder in there. But don't forget, and this is not talking our boys down too much, Stark injured, Hazelwood's got a side strain. Ooh. And they're two massive, massive keys in our bowling. So hopefully they recover. But we all know, though, despite the form running into an Ashes, how it lifts, and I'm just expecting a ding-dong battle that could go either way.
What you know, it must be pleasing for Australia to get Pat Cummins back in the test team.
Yeah, the poor young. I mean, he's been supportive for 4 years, but he's a hell of a cricketer. And I reckon he's got the confidence in the body now, but I think he's got some more pace to deliver. He's sort of getting it up over 140, but we haven't seen a 150, whether he gets there again, but you know, he's handy with the bat as well. So, looks like James Bond. He's a hell of a cricketer.
And Mr. Lyon's been bowling well, hasn't he?
Unbelievable. He always used to be the first bloke that the Australian public and the Australian selectors would say, we'll get rid of our off spinner. But after Warney, I know Warney a leg spinner, but he's our most successful ever. And he's just not, he always suffered, boys, from just not being sexy. You know, off-spinners are pretty...
Oh, he is now. He's a crowd favourite.
But, yeah, he's gone the complete flip now. Now the crowd
love him.
Is
he now sexy?
Very sexy, is he now?
Well, you know, if Vaughan gets hold of him and he gets a bit of hair there, I mean, he'll be sexier.
Gets hold of it. Oh, Vaughan.
I like that. I'd say, guys, just give us... Well, we'll end up with a prediction, what we think the Ashes prediction is going to be. But give us a name or two that might end up in the Australian team that we wouldn't have heard a great deal about.
Well, they could go with Cartwright. They like Mitchell Marsh. Expect Cartwright to be somewhere. I can't come up with a batsman who's on the outside. There's just no one pressing. So we talk about the top six, but I can't. Yeah, Travis Head is a guy who's played really well in short form cricket. I think he, as a early 20-year-old, has got the goods, and I would go to him. So I expect him to be somewhere in the frame. But outside of that, and then there, obviously, that question mark over Kawaja. What about you guys in terms of your standout players? Apart from Joe Root, I mean, he's world class. Who's going to perform?
Stokes for me, loves the fight, loves the battle.
He's
right
a beauty,
up for it.
Isn't he? Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, coming in. And he's matured so much as a batter as well now. You know, he comes in, used to be a bit hit or miss now, but played a couple of great knocks this year, coming in at 6 or 7 and just, you know, just chipped off hundreds like it was easy. So really looking forward to big stuff from him.
Yeah, it's the experienced core of the England side. Alistair Cook at the top, Joe Root at number 4, then Stokes. You know, you've got Bairstow at 6 and 7. Depending on the formation that they go with. Moeen Ali's a free spirit coming in at 8. He's played terrifically well. Not too sure how much of his off-spin's going to be a success in Australian conditions, but he's improving all the time.
Yeah.
And then the senior pair of Broad and Anderson. You know, around that, you've got Wokes, Toby Rowland-Jones, who's coming to the side and done nicely. He's playing at Lords again. He missed out last week at Headingley. But, you know, it's that senior core. If England's senior core arrive and play well, they'll give you guys a run for the money.
Michael Vaughan.
I'm coming down as well.
Oh, fair.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. I'm coming down. I'm coming back, lads.
You're both coming over, aren't you?
We're coming down.
Oh, look out. The boys down under.
Well, good
lock
chat.
Them up.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Mouth-watering stuff.
Try not to lose again to that worst ever West Indies side, which is coached by an Aussie in Stuart Law, and humbled you guys last week. But good luck tonight, Phil Tufnell and Michael Vaughan.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, boys.
Great to chat, guys. All the best.